start out with Mr. Sanson giving us our financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Operation summary of statement for the Quorum Court, January 1st, 2025 to November 30th, 2025. County general, $7,326,846.17. County road fund, $2,010,555,768.53. County road sales tax fund, $3,402, $4,941,654.66. Animal welfare and control fund, $3,404, $1,483,362.63. Criminal justice sales tax fund, $3,407, $2,211,282.52. Coronavirus relief fund, 1005, $1,002,655.46. American Rescue Plan Fund, 3046, $2,215,790.93. American Rescue Plan Revenue Replacement Fund, 1006, $5,696,551.30. If you'll turn with me to page 2, this is the chart of County General Revenue. And we've talked about this all year, about the million that was from last year that's really kind of skewing this chart. With that being said, we're going to top $17 million for the year, back out the $1 million from last year, and we're looking at $16 million for the year. It's been a great year as far as the revenue goes. So, really good year. Everything looks to change out there that we should get. Like I said, we've got like 16.8 right now. We'll probably cover that next $250,000 in final tax settlement and be over $17 million. Page 3, sales tax for November was $1,242,175.03. That's 4.92% above November of 2024, and that takes us to 0.67% above the 2024 running total. Total sales tax for the year is $13,602,413.23. That's 95% of our projected $14.3 million. We're probably going to end up, I think we may have talked about this about 2 or 3 months ago. I thought that we may actually top the $15 million mark. That was a little bit too aggressive. We're going to look at about 14.8 for the year. And I think we've got 14.8 projected for next year, so that's being conservative for the 14.8 projection for next year. And then finally, on the third, on the last page, page 5 there, your 3-month moving average is moving back closer to your 1-year moving average, but the 1-year moving average continues to grow. You can see very clearly now the plateau of the January 24 kind of, I don't call it overpayment, but you can see how it skewed the graph there very clearly now, and that will continue to drive backwards as we continue to have more months and it gets further and further from that point. Are there any questions?
Scott, if we look back at the anomaly, you know, that we had in January of 24, I know that was tied to one of the major economic development projects. If we have another, you know, Conway's talked about in the past, some big data center or something like mm-hmm. that. Are we going to see similar anomalies like that if we continue with big projects like that?
I think you may. I mean, that was the one that really stands out. There's mm-hmm. probably been some other smaller ones that just really don't stand out that yeah. much, but that's the one that really, really stood out. We still haven't really seen an effect of that refund.
Yeah.
You know, and that's don't, you know, I don't really know what's going on there, but I'm always on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things. If you take out that anomaly in which it put us up, what, 14% or 12% mm-hmm. last year in that, if you take that anomaly out, it takes last year's growth from 23 to 24 to about 3%, and then it pushes our growth for this year to about 4.5%, 4.67,
okay,
I think.
Curious where we're at.
Yeah, we're actually, you take out that anomaly, we're actually growing more in sales tax this year than we did last year.
Okay.
Sales tax continues to grow. We know that there's a little bit of inflation in there. We've talked about those numbers. I think, what did we say that? I believe what we calculated inflation at was 3.1%, 3.2% mm-hmm. over last year. So, you know, that takes a little bit, but But still, yet if you're 4.67 over 3.1, that's still some growth in there. So,
yep.
Sales tax continues to grow well.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Justice, any questions for Mr. Sanson? Okay. All right, we're rolling on new business. We have proposed ordinance 25-34. Do we have a motion?
25-34 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. And I just want to pay attention, get your attention to not necessarily the ordinance that's in the large packet, but the other ordinance that was giving supplemental this evening. The only section that was added in this new ordinance is Section 8 with our criminal justice sales tax fund. Let's see. Big numbers in here. So Section 3. Is a payment to the Consolidated 911 PSAP Fund over certain revenues that we owe them. I know Mr. Higgins, I think, is here to answer any more questions y'all may have on that. Besides that, I think the rest is kind of run-of-the-mill. Do y'all have any discussion on this ordinance? All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Section 8, because that was added, I guess.
Yep, that was added. Mr. Woolley, do you have any commentary on this $55,000?
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Seeing no other questions, all in favor of passing 25-34 on to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right. So another thing that was brought to my attention after getting the budget passed was a matter of Arkansas State Constitution, which is fun. So apparently, if you pay an elected official $50,001 in the year 2025, you cannot pay them $50,000 in the year 2026. So we cannot constitutionally pay our elected officials less the next year than we did the year before within their term. I think that's a asterisk for that. So all of their terms end in 2026. So if we do choose to lower their pay in 2027, we can do that. Just we get to reserve that, right? I don't think we'll do that. But we can't lower their pay from 25 to 26. And so you ask, well, why is that a problem right now? We gave the 3% cost of living adjustment to all of our employees, including our elected officials, going into 2026. The pickle is this ugly thing that keeps rearing its head called the 27th pay period. So because we're paying out the 27th pay period on December 31st of 2025, that causes that little extra pay bump. And that 27th pay period accounts for an amount greater than 3% of that cost of living adjustment that we applied. So that amount, the difference in that amount is 0.86%, something like that?
0.84%.
0.84%. So what we have in front of us tonight is a proposed amended Ordinance 2533, which Ordinance 2533 is the budget ordinance. So this amendment basically goes through here and adjusts our elected official salaries by 0.84%. It also makes one other technical correction that we talked about, but we didn't make on paper in the budget process, having to do with our maintenance department. Is that right? Having to do with the $40,000 added to our maintenance department. like I said, that we talked about during the budget process and everything. It just didn't make it into the final version. So I'm going to go over, Margaret ran some numbers here, and I'll give you some numbers. So the cost of this adjustment to our county general fund is $4,097. To our road shop fund, because the county portion of the county judge's salary comes out of our fund 2000, is $608. And to our assessor, I believe that's the, what's is that three? Circuit clerk. Circuit clerk is $1,135, and then $1,805, which is our budgets for county general apportioned, is $2,270, with a total impact throughout all budgets of $8,111.82. So I will open it up for discussion. If y'all have any questions or want to discuss this change, like I said, or I guess we don't really have a motion on this floor right now. So I will accept a motion at this time before we going into discussion.
I make a motion to put proposed amended ordinance 2533 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on what I just explained? I'll accept any questions from our JPs in the crowd today as well. Just let me know.
So this, Mr. Chair, this only affects salaries. It doesn't affect benefits such as, I mean, is this including, the, I guess, Social Security matching, anything else dealing with benefits?
Correct. All payroll. So payroll and payroll matching is what this includes. Correct, Margaret? So the retirement, the extra bit of retirement that we have to put in, the Social Security, Medicare, what else is there? I'm missing one. Doesn't touch health, because health is paid per position, not per salary. And I think workman's comp is paid, not tied to this. Doesn't affect this at all.
So I guess second question is.
Yeah.
Since we're bumping these salaries up, I guess that would be permanent. Like if we do nothing or whatever, then these salaries would be increased by the 0.84% from here to perpetuity.
Yeah, if we pass this, they're basically getting the 3.84% cost of living adjustment.
Okay.
Now we do have, like my asterisk is, we do have the option in the 2026 budgeting process, because it is a new term for those elected officials, to lower it by 0.84% again if we want to.
Or to adjust. So let's say if we give another 3% raise instead of the 3% raise for the elected officials, we could do 2.12 or whatever, or 1.6.
To account for the difference.
Whatever.
You could do that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, just the situation we cannot do is we cannot pay them less in 26 than we did in 25, basically. Yes, sir. Any other questions? Just as clear as mud. Justice Yorgi?
Yeah. To be clear, so with this adjustment of 0.84%, are we pretty much even dollar for dollar what we'll end up paying these elected officials in 2025 versus 2026?
Yeah.
According to the calculations that I have put together. Trust those you can.
If Scott would have said 1%, I don't know if I would have trusted him. But he said 0.84, so it's like, okay, I trust your accuracy and your preciseness. Any questions?
No, sir.
Good. Justice, y'all good? Clear as mud on all this? Fun intricacies of this. All right, so let's see. Budget and finance, all in favor of passing proposed amended ordinance 2533 on the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this goes on the full court. Let's see. All right, well, we've passed our budget as a whole, so we've done the majority of our work for this year. Do y'all have any other business, new business before budget and finance committee? Anything y'all want to talk about? We're good? All right. Budget and finance is adjourned. Thank y'all.